the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, you shall remember that your brother or sister has something against you. Leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said that you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of a divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There has been always violence in the world. It has been estimated that 3,180 years out of 3,357 years have been years of war. So from the year 496 to year 1860, there were only 227 years of peace. That is the ratio of 18 years of war to 1 year of peace. Today, there's been way more wars and more fatalities. But there is something very different about the violence of our day. It is the silent violence accomplished using the law to our own advantage. The late Catholic Archbishop Fulton Sheen reckoned that this is because humans have despaired for losing their own God-given purpose. When we are found to have more enthusiasm in being anti-something or anti-someone, more than we actually cultivate good moral values and good virtues in ourselves, and this can be distracting, Because violence is not the only ill of our society. Unfortunately, there is way more wrong things that goes on in our society. And the trouble is that without God, all the paths that we take, going here, all those paths we take, unfortunately, end up coming back to the same troubles that we were trying to avoid in the first place. And I call it the loop of self-misguidance. And today's gospel message leads us back to that original purpose that Israel had lost. It's the loop of grace. You know, Israelites were meant to be a blessing to others. I mean, just in case they don't tell themselves, we are Israelites here. God only loves us. Can't you see? Not the Bangladeshi, not the Indians, but us, the Israelites. No. God blessed them. God came to them so that they can be a light to other nations. So they were given a choice. You are going to love God and his ways and live. And, you know, be a blessing to other people. Or you're going to choose your own way and then you fall into the loop of self-misguidance and then perish. It's two things. You either choose life or death. That's how things were. And they forgot those words in Deuteronomy. They resorted to their own ways and then brought a lot of abuses also in the temple. They wanted to maintain their privileged position. And I find this behavior very much prevalent in world history. You know, full of, you know, power grabbing and terror and revolutions. South America, everywhere, the revolutions, there is a political coup, there is deaths. But you know what's surprising is that in the midst of all those storms, the church thrives. It may not be necessarily here in Collierville. It may be in Kandahar or somewhere in Pakistan. The church is thriving. They may not be in a church like this. They may be in a cave because their government does not allow Christians to worship freely. But they are thriving. And they are having a wonderful relationship with their God. And that is amazing. It is the good news for us. We are called to gather together like in Noah's Ark. Figure this. In Noah's Ark, outside the Ark, you can drown. You can drown. It's dark and there's not so many good things out there. But here, in a parish, this is your God-given safety. A place where we experience this loop of grace. We pass on the love and the blessings of God and we pass it on to each other, to the person sitting next to you. You pass on, you experience the love of God, the mercy and forgiveness of God, you pass it on to the others as well. In this place, we honor God, we follow Jesus, we love and forgive each other. Our children learn God's ways, and they are taught to walk courageously by faith in a world whose ways and values are opposite to God's ways. Do you realize what we are asking of our children? They are going out there in schools, and they are going to display the values of God, whereas most of the people around them do not, or might not actually, espouse the values of God. So they are going to have this heroic faith to leave their faith in a place where they might not really even consider God. It is as if all of us, not only our children, but us, it is as if we were like the Israelites when they were at the Red Sea. Figure this. Behind them, there are a huge army, powerful with, you know, all galloping at an amazing speed, and they are already where they couldn't go further because there is a sea here. And they are behind them, and they are saying to Moses, what are we going to do?
here they are behind us. Don't you see how, what an amazing speed there? In about maybe in an hour or so, they're going to be here. What are we going to do here? And God is saying,
I have opened the door here. Come in. This parish, that's your ark that you need to be in. Your safety. Go forward with a heroic faith. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Be a prayer warrior at heart. And Jesus' words to us today comes timely, for me at least. Instead of focusing on what's wrong on the outside of the ark, we should focus on what's shaping up ourselves. And Jesus told us, before you go to the altar and remember that things are not right with your brother or your sister, go in first. Go outside there. I want to make things right with you. I know I've goofed up and things, our relationship did not go well. I want to fix this. It's the only way for me to be able to go to God. I need to fix this with you. This is heroic faith. You might not really like it. You might not really enjoy it. But you will do it because it's for the sake of God's kingdom. You see, in Israel, there were three capital punishments. Sorry for you, it's guidance, parental guidance 13. There is beheading, there is stoning, and there is burning. All of them are awful, dreadful. We have good reason to be afraid of murder. Yet here, Jesus is telling us that we should be even more afraid, not only of the act of murder, but of the thoughts that can lead to murder or any other kinds of sin. Cain's killing of his brother Abel began in anger, uncontrollable anger. And Jesus is saying to us, be even more afraid of those thoughts. That's why for us Christians, we should be quick to seek peace and begging forgiveness. Otherwise, we would be utterly unfit for communion with God, says his word. That's Christian community for you. I will be there for you. Be there for me. I'm watching your back. Watch for my back as well. We love each other. We forgive each other more times than we can count. You hear that, boys? More times than we can count. Beginning with you, married couples, you are the very example that we are watching that shows God's covenant with his people. The way you forgive each other, the way you love each other, is a great example to your children. And to your grandchildren, they are going to be looking out to you to see what it is like to forgive each other. Now, how does that happen outside the ark? More often? Less often? We should find the loop of grace even more in God's church. That's where we find love for each other. More forgiving for each other we find in the church. I now totally understand why Paul would tell Corinthians that they were still people of the flesh. Infants in Christ, that's how he said it. I don't think they did enjoy that. But that's how he viewed them. That they were not yet close. They still had a long way to go, to become spiritual people. And to understand the need to fight spiritual battles and how to. Remember, you are a new creation in Christ. We should no longer be behaving according to our human inclinations, including being involved in stupid arguments, have we? You know? And quarrels. It only serves to distract us from our real purpose, which is to become one with Christ. So, enjoy life in God's ark here at St. Andrew's. Love always and love some more. Look at the person next to you and love some more. Love some more. Don't be angry too long. Guard your heart and your thoughts. Be sure to pass on God's love and grace to others, because it's in God's ark that we find abundantly the loop of grace. Amen.